Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had. And now it's time for our first guest, Judith Scheff, and she is the executive director of the New Jersey Commission on Science, Innovation, and Technology. Welcome to the show, Judith, again.
Thank you.
Science, innovation, and technology, that covers a lot of ground, right? So maybe you could tell us a little bit about what your role is.
So the commission, which is sometimes known as CSIT or CSIT, depending on whether you try to say it as a word or you spell out all of the acronyms, is really focused on early stage entrepreneurs who are developing something and trying to take that invention and get it out into the marketplace, because that's what innovation is. As you know, as a patent attorney, Richard, you can have an idea, but if you can't get it out into the marketplace, it's nothing. So we provide grants or non-dilutive funding to early stage companies who are working in life sciences, clean tech, advanced manufacturing, general technology to help them boost their developments forward. We're also looking at the academic research at our New Jersey universities, and we've got a lot of academic research. We've got fabulous research universities. We've got equipment tied up in those labs, and we've got students in those labs. And we're looking to promote collaboration between industry, both these startup companies that I've talked about, and large companies with our academic institutions. And so we manage a website called Research with New Jersey that's a free online resource that lets companies find faculty members, equipment, patents, anything that can help them drive their businesses forward.
That's really great. And so you take seed companies, which means people who are starting out and don't really have any money. Is there a criteria if one of our listeners wanted to apply for money to get one of these grants?
Yeah, so we have some standard criteria from the commission. You need to have at least one person working 35 hours a week in the business, either paid or unpaid, because again, when you're getting started, and I'm sure we're going to hear
it's
from some
of
our
unpaid.
a lot unpaid. Half of the employees in the business have to be working in New Jersey because we're giving out state funds. Mm. You have to have less than $5 million in prior year revenue, less than 50 employees, because again, if you got more than 50 employees, there's a bunch of other wonderful state programs and funding that you can get. And then you need to be in good standing to do business in New Jersey. We also try to link people up with federal grants. There's programs known as SBIR, STTR, which is the federal grants for doing research and development. We also work with the New Jersey Small Business Development Centers to help companies get access to try to leverage and pull federal money.
Judith, you get to see a lot of startups and young businesses from the outside perspective. What are your thoughts about what an entrepreneur should do to maximize their chances of success?
You need to have a bit of a plan, and you need to be sure that customers want what you are developing. You don't need a big 50-page, huge business plan, but you need to have done customer discovery to ensure that the product or service that you're working on is something that somebody really cares about. And there's help in New Jersey to figure that out. The National Science Foundation has a program called NSF, National Science Foundation I-Corps. And Princeton is the hub of a Northeast region I-Corps hub. And companies can go and work with the hub to do customer discovery work to figure out, is the product or service that they're working on really addressing somebody's pain points.
That's amazing. I mean, normally you just kind of ask your friends and they all say, yeah, it's a great idea. But if you're going to be serious about it, you do probably want to get some outside input on the idea before you make a big personal investment in it, right?
And ideally, you don't want to show someone your product and say, what do you think about this? Isn't this beautiful? Because what is someone going to say? Are they going to tell you your baby is ugly? No.
Well, my friends, maybe.
But. Yes.
No, but to your point, Judith, so I have a coach, and she was a little rough on me at one point. She said, I hope you don't mind. I'm like, no, that's what I'm paying you for. I don't want somebody who's just going to say, oh, you're fabulous all the time.
So you want to find out what people's problems are and then figure out if what you've got addresses their needs. And if not, then how do you pivot it, move it, adjust it?
So if you're really new to the entrepreneurial world, maybe you've got a regular job and you want to start a project, could you go to this institute at Princeton and get the feedback? You don't really have to be experienced.
They take community teams to participate. You would Google National Science Foundation, I-Corps, Princeton Northeast Regional Hub. They've got hubs all over the country. There's a couple in New York City. I believe CUNY manages one of the hubs in New York City.
How do you spell I-Corps?
I-C-O-R-P-S.
Okay. That sounds like a great resource. Yeah. I mean, we do work with a lot of inventors and entrepreneurs at the firm, and they're all passionate about their ideas, which really makes it fun to work with them. It's not like doing wills and divorces where everybody's miserable, right? But we get to work with people who are really excited. But, you know, sometimes I'm kind of thinking, well, I'm here to support you, but it would be nice if you also got some input just to kind of see how realistic this project is going to be. And it's fine to not be realistic, right? But it's also good to get some input rely on your own
opinion. And you'd rather
opinion.
Find that out sooner rather than later and figure out, do I need to modify what I'm working on to meet what the real needs are? And so it might be you're developing something to help patients who have a vision deficiency. You want to talk to patients, you want to talk to eye doctors, you want to understand what is the FDA approval process to figure out, is my solution really going to be helpful for what they're working on? One of the companies that we worked with is a company which had developed technology to help children who were cross-eyed, and the student team with their faculty member developed a game where you would put on an Oculus Rift headset and kids would move their eyes by moving their eyes, doing the eye exercises, would move characters through the game.
Wow.
You know, instead of typical pencil pushing exercises. So imagine having your physician say to you, go home and play this video game 30 minutes.
So have you had some great success stories?
Yes, we have. You know, I would say that company, Ocular Motor, which came out of NJIT, is a excellent success story. There have been companies working in the clean tech space, Princeton New Energy, which is working on battery recycling technology, has gotten a lot of, you know, they took little money from the commission. They were able to leverage that with federal funding, and they've set up not only research and development in New Jersey that they've expanded, but some recycling locations in Texas and North Carolina.
So we've talked about getting feedback on your idea. What are some other angles to entrepreneurism that you can share with us?
So some of the things, you know, companies always talk to us and they always say, I want money, money, money. But money isn't everything. You also need talent in your businesses. So we're always trying to connect companies to programs that might be through the Department of Labor in New Jersey, the Office of Secretary of Higher Education, the Career Development Centers at the universities, community colleges, and so forth, to help them get the talent that they need to drive their businesses forward. And then lastly, there might be specialized equipment that someone needs to access to work on their development project. And a startup is not going to have the funds to buy a big microscope or to set up a clean room or have animal testing facilities to do some of the early work. But we have a solution. We have what we call an R&D voucher program where companies can apply to us, and we try to match them up with a New Jersey university so they can get access to those sets of capabilities to get some of that early data to move their businesses forward, and then they're in a stronger position to get angel funding, venture funding, or government funding.
That's really important. I know our son is a programmer, and he works, but he has a few things he's looked at on the side. And to really get the computing strength that you need is like $20,000 a month or $50,000 or something. So he would have to partner with something like that to get it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's really interesting. It's fascinating how the entrepreneurial landscape has evolved over the years, because 20 years ago, I never heard of
any of
these
things. Well, some of these things didn't exist 20 years ago.
And now there's like a lot of support out there for people to take advantage of. And it's part of the reason for having you here, so that you can get that message out. And whether you're in New York or New Jersey, other states could have similar programs and similar support systems. But I think New Jersey does it, you know, extremely well.
Are people moving here for this?
Yes. We've had I was talking to one company that originally had been the gentleman lived in New Jersey, but his offices were in Staten Island. And after talking to him, he goes, oh, maybe I ought to move to New Jersey and then I can take advantage of your grants.
It would be a step up from, no, never mind.
I said yes.
We don't discriminate.
No, we do not. And certainly within New Jersey, there's an organization called Choose New Jersey, which is a public-private partnership that works to do business attraction both from other states as well as from outside the U.S. Mm-hmm. And our governor, Governor Murphy, does a lot of international travel to help drive collaborations.
That's great.
I do think that's one advantage of being somewhere like New Jersey is if you have to ship your product or get product from overseas, you're on the East Coast, which is a really great place to be.
So would you say that the current level of attention toward entrepreneurship in New Jersey is stronger than it used to be?
Oh, absolutely. If you go back and look at Governor Murphy's strategic plan for the state of New Jersey, it's becoming the state of innovation, the most inclusive entrepreneurial ecosystem is one of the tenets of his plan. So absolutely.
And it sounds like he put his money where his mouth is, right?
Yes.
So they're making these investments and they're supporting entrepreneurship. So I think New Jersey is a great place to start a business just because of the population density. If I had tried to start a law practice in another state where people are miles away from each other, it would have been a much different experience than starting it in a state that has a high concentration of people, right? And so I think that New Jersey, and it's not often brought up, but I do think that that's an advantage. People who you can work with are close by, and you can connect with more people more quickly compared to some other regions. So I think New Jersey has a lot to offer.
Yeah, so Judith, where would you start? Let's say I have an idea, well, for me, my coaching business, and I know there are programs for women too, which are even better than just the general programs. Let's just talk generally. Let's say I'm a 20-year-old young man who has an idea for a software app. Where would I start?
So one of the things I'm always telling people is jump into the ecosystem. There are so many tech meetups around the area. You know, New York, New Jersey, they have them in Hoboken, Princeton, you know, a lot of different areas. Find one that's got people who are coming together around the topic that you are interested in. So you can start to meet people, talk to other people, find out who have they used, what attorneys have they used. Did they like Gearhart Law?
Of course. Check out our Google ring.
Yeah, I will. You know, did they get support from the small business development centers or other support organizations in the state to get their businesses started? Did they join a business incubator? Part of the reason companies go to business incubators or co-working spaces is to be able to be around other people so you can bounce ideas off of someone else who might have had a similar kind of problem as opposed to just being at your kitchen table by yourself trying to solve it.
Well, that's great. So we have to take a commercial break. We're having an amazing discussion with the Lady of Innovation, Judith Scheff, and we'll be back right after this commercial break. Stay tuned. We have intellectual property news coming up as well as Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind, so you don't want to miss that.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. That's 800-980-1761.
Are you running a small business with two or more employees struggling to find affordable health insurance? Well, help is just a call away. Whether you're a restaurant owner, retail store manager, or a gig worker with staff, we've got you covered. Get quality health insurance plans starting as low as $120 a month. Our custom comparison tool finds plans tailored specifically to your business. We know it can be tough to find the right coverage. That's why we're here, to make the process seamless and stress-free. Our plans include health, vision, and dental coverage, all at unbeatable rates. Call the Small Business Health Insurance Hotline now. We'll compare top providers to get you the best deal in one quick phone call. Don't wait. Secure the benefits you and your employees deserve today. Call now. Rates may vary based on location and coverage options. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. 802-491-2084. That's 802-491-2084.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And our special guest, Judith Schaft, has been in the innovation space, I don't know, since she was born, maybe? and she really gives so much value to any entrepreneur who talks to her. And we're just so lucky to have her here today talking about funding, which is so important to a business, and how to get started. So, Judith, we were talking about ways to get going with your business, things you do first. So you said the first thing was to network and go to events that are in your area. What's number two?
I mean, again, I would make sure that you're figuring out what is the product and service that you're going to bring forward, and then develop that minimal viable product and test it.
Yeah, and that's the lean startup model,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we're modifying the product on the fly. That works really
yes.
great with software and other technologies as well. So tell us a story about one of the startups that you've seen become successful. Maybe your favorite startup?
Oh, I don't have favorites. I love them all.
since your children.
So, I was going to say, so since the commission, I joined the commission in 2020. And from 2020 through the end of 2024, we've given out 445 awards, $27.7 million to 250 companies. So some companies have been able to get multiple, they participated in multiple programs that we have. Those companies have taken the little funding that they've gotten from the commission and leveraged it 15x in terms of follow-on funding that they've received from either federal grants, equity, and a tiny little bit of loans. Most people don't go the loan route with what they're doing.
Judith Schaft, the executive director of the New Jersey Commission on Science, Innovation, and Technology, where she champions entrepreneurship and economic growth through innovation. Judith, where can people find you?
We have a website, www.njcsit.gov. You can go onto the website. They've got contact information for the staff from the commission. We're happy to answer emails. You can call us. I've had a few people even text us.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on the program. You're a wealth of information and inspiration. So Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.